Okay, we're at the 48. There's 1:22 on the clock. I'm just going to record my thoughts and then delete this after nothing happens. Here comes a blitz.
Yeah. All right.
Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Come on. 59 seconds. Use the timeout. Oh, first down.
First down.
Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. Come on. How many yard loss is that? Oh, shut up. When do I ever have this? When do we ever get this lead? 35 yard, okay. That's a 10 yard sack? Oh. Oh. Dying. That's a 35, right? Okay, I gotta stop groaning. 39 seconds. We're sacked at the 45. We got 45 yards with one timeout. This next play's probably not gonna get a first down. So, yeah, it's gotta be chunk plays now. Just has to be. Just has to be. Come on, big chunk. Oh, get up, get up, get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Are we going to spike it on third down? I guess we have to. I would have liked to run it for the first. Well, yeah, if you don't get it, what are you going to do? Oh, good Lord. Come on, Ricky. Oh. Oh, good boy. Come on. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Let us talk about it. Okay, where are we at? 10, 20, 30. 20 seconds from the 30. But it's fourth down. That spike. Timeout instead of the spike, right? No, you gotta save it. No, oh, I don't know. Come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. It's gotta be Ricky, right? You gotta go to Ricky. You gotta go to Ricky. Gotta be Ricky. You gotta go to Ricky. Just get it to Ricky. Just get to Ricky. Come on. Please. What's the play call? 22. Okay, we're fine. Changing the play. They're thinking about blitzing. They blitzed. Okay, first down. First down. Spike it, 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 spike it. 13 seconds. 13 seconds from the 20. I'm going to the end zone. It's going to happen. Going to the end zone. It's going to happen in this end zone. Just throw it to Ricky. Just seriously throw it to Ricky. Let your ball winner win a ball. Last time out, 6 seconds. Ugh. Just throw it to Ricky. Just, yes, come on. It's Ricky, right? Throw it to Ricky, right? Come on. One play from, what are we at? What was he sacked at?
Nebraska lost, and Wisconsin lost, and I don't know, we all lost. Rutgers lost, and we lost.
Don't hold out. I'm holding out hope, Lauren.
One more play.
It's going to happen. It's going to Ricky. He's won. Jump ball to Ricky. It's going to Ricky. Okay, Ricky. Caught it. Out of bounds. Ball game. Man, oh man, oh man. Oh. I mean, that wasn't even close. Like, I'm standing right here. It was 9 yards. I mean, it's a freshman. You can't blame the throw. It's just, it did what we needed to do, throw it to the ball winner. Man, oh man, oh man. God, how do you feel good? Like, our best performance of the Lovey era, probably. And look at the scoreboard. 626 yards in our best performance. What am I talking about? Like, we're right there looking at 3-0. And we get to the 20. With a freshman quarterback and 7 suspended players and 12 injured players. And yet here I am again, right? Standing in the end zone next to the USF fans. Here comes their team to celebrate with them. Beat on a bomb with 2 minutes to go. When will it ever change? Just to let you listen. Why can't that ever happen? Why? Ugh. I mean, look. We deserve to lose, right? They missed 2 field goals. They took 3 points off the board. They had, when I left the press box, I think they had 12 penalties or something like that. South Florida did. Like, that was a 37-19 game that was 19-17 because they kept shooting themselves in the foot. So it's a little deceptive to say, oh yeah, we played so well. You give up 626 yards, you didn't play well. But man, to be right there, to get to the 20, to have them in third and long and give up the bomb again. I can't, you know. Everything is different if you have Nate Hobbs and Bennett Williams and Jamal Milan. You know, like, we shouldn't have even been in this game without those guys. You know, does Nate Hobbs get beat on that touchdown? I don't think he does. Like, you know, I can never say, but, you know, coming in here with a freshman quarterback as a 13-point underdog, you know, the yards played out about as we expected, but the game didn't. And we make these ridiculously long field goals, and we get a pick with 7 seconds left in the half and turn it into a touchdown. Like,
enjoy the game and don't forget.
Or no, a field goal. Oh, my brain is so scattered right now. I don't even know what to say. We were right there. I was 20 yards away from running around this field. I was 20 yards away from this being, like, the most jubilant from the stands I've ever done. You know, I was right there. Like, everything I wanted was right there. 20 yards. Ugh. But end of the day, looking at the scoreboard now, the weather's done. 626 to 380. You're going to get beat 19 times out of 20 when it's 626 to 380. You just are. You have to have turnovers, missed field goal, everything we did. Forced field goals instead of, you know, field goal attempts instead of touchdowns when they're in the red zone. You have to get turnovers. You have to make your field goals from deep because your drives are only going 40 yards instead of 80 yards. We did everything you need to do to win a 626 to 380 game, except win. Gah. And then here's these South Florida fans just like going nuts. Like they, like some commuter school in Tampa, they get to have fun. One of the top public institutions in the country. I can't have any fun. Why can't I have any fun? I'd like to have fun. I would enjoy having fun. We led for what? Ugh, gosh, 58 minutes? Ugh. Third and, what were they in? Third and 18? And we give up the bomb, jump the route. Gosh, you know what? I'm sitting here like, so unfair of me, but I'm like angry at Hobbs and Williams and Dorsey and all. Like, I hope this hurts, right? Like, in a game where we're at the 20 and we lose, in a game where they take the lead with 2 minutes to go, I bet 5 suspended players would have made the difference. Maybe not Deion Pate, but the other 4 would have made the difference. And instead, like, I mean, what's that feel like? Like, they don't even get to make this trip if they're suspended. So they're sitting at home watching on TV. They're dying, right? Like, this has to break. I don't know what they did. I don't know if it's overdone by the coaching staff. I shouldn't even speculate. But oh, we got to the 20. Twenty yards from 3-0. 20 yards from all these people chanting behind me, having to leave. 20 yards. Ugh. I don't know how you. I don't know. 21,000 people. I love every 21,000 of you. okay, maybe 2,000 USF fans. The 19,000 people that were here that still haven't given up. God bless each and every one of you. Just one slant pattern from a freshman quarterback to a freshman receiver or something. That's all I'm asking for. One catch. That's it. I'm probably going to watch the tape. And when Rivers got sacked, I bet there was somebody like open. Like just to taunt me. Like one guy sees that guy and makes that completion and I'm still running around and I won't sleep tonight. Instead, again, we get right to 2-0. We have hope. We have dreams. 25-19. Can you hear them chanting? I don't know if you can hear that chant. They're chanting like crazy. Okay. I don't know if I have anything else I can say. Except, I mean, I'll feel better tomorrow, right? We're close. We're getting to where we need to be. We're playing the brand of football we want to play. We did it with our quarterback out. We did it with Dudek out. Did it with 5 of our best 10 players.
Get off your phone and get the people out.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Right there. And yet we're not there. God, this crushes me. Ugh. Make a trip out of this. Ugh. Well, it's not about me. I'm gonna go interview some players and talk about, I don't know. God, we're gonna lose to Penn State. We never win our road game, so we're gonna lose to Rutgers. This was opportunity lost. Breaks me up. Goal line.